A trip down memory lane. Go back to 2001. It's the early days of the internet. Well, early enough that, at least in Australia, downloading a 2-hour video was a big deal. But I downloaded a 2-hour video, a press conference, where finally a whole bunch of generals and scientists were going to reveal the truth, disclose the truth about aliens visiting the Earth. It was at the National Press Club in the US, Washington, I assume. And, yes, Washington. And it was 2001, and it was going to be the beginning of a new era in understanding and the truth about aliens visiting the Earth and the government cover-up of the same. At the time, I wasn't a believer. I'm naturally a skeptic, but I wasn't a believer in aliens visiting the Earth. And I certainly wasn't a believer in things like crop circles and whatnot. I mean, I believe they exist, but they're not from aliens. But a small part of me clung to a tiny, I can't even call it a belief, a tiny hope that maybe it's true. Maybe aliens are visiting the planet Earth and consorting with governments and occasionally abducting people. It makes for a more interesting universe, I think. But I didn't actually believe, and by the time 2001 came around, I think I was pretty much a non-believer. But this press conference was the nail in the coffin. I downloaded it, expecting something really impressive. I mean, they called themselves the Disclosure Project. It was billed as, the beginning of a opening up of the of information. All these scientists and generals, well, ex-military guys, putting their reputations on the line. But ultimately, it was the same old, same old. It was just 2 hours of people talking. No physical evidence, nothing more than the occasional grainy photograph, but no artifacts at all of alien origin. And I have to admit, the press, I remember the actual nail going in the coffin of me taking this stuff seriously was when they got an actor, John Cypher. He played Chief Daniels in Hill Street Blues. I got an actor to introduce it. And this is how, I remember now, this is meant to be taken deadly seriously. It's National Press Club in Washington. It's a whole bunch of serious, nerdy-looking guys giving their witness statements. And this is how they chose to introduce it, by having an actor introduce it. And this is how he introduces it.
One of the Broadway shows I did was the great musical Man of La Mancha on Broadway. I was Richard Kiley's original understudy. I sang the words to dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go.
I mean, this is me. I remember watching it thinking, oh, if this is the best, if this is the peak, if this is the top tier of speaking truth to power and uncovering the truth about aliens visiting the Earth, they're not going to be taken seriously with an actor singing. I felt sorry for some of the guys on the panel who, what must they have been thinking? Here they are putting their reputations on the line to talk about this stuff. And I have to admit, most of them aren't that impressive anyway. So I apologize if you're listening to this and you're someone who does believe in alien abductions, or perhaps even believes they were abducted by aliens. I don't believe you. I don't think it's a coincidence that in the 1950s, alien spaceships and all the drawings of them made by witnesses all had a kind of 1950s look to them. I don't think it's a coincidence that in the 60s and 70s, the sightings and the reports had a more kind of groovy, hippie, crystals and psychic energy type feel to them. I don't think it's a coincidence that as distrust in government has grown, government involvement in cover-ups in all these stories has grown. I don't think it's a coincidence that as digital cameras and high-definition cameras and cameras in phones have spread, the number of reports has shrunk. I don't think this stuff is true. I have an open mind, but I also have a strong opinion. I still want it to be true. I think it'd be a more interesting universe if this stuff was true. I just don't think it's true. But anyway, someone sent me the link to this video, and as soon as I started it and I saw this guy singing, I thought, oh, I remember this. I remember this day that I watched this video, downloaded and watched it. It was the day I finally put up on the shelf my belief in aliens visiting the Earth.